Wait, wait. I'm lost. I thought we were just taking a breath. I walked into this room thinking I wouldn't say much, maybe one sentence about the lamp, maybe two about the rain. And now it's all piled up again. These pieces, these worries, these others who wrote while I slept. I don't have a clean landing for this. I'm tired of having to build the raft every morning. But if we're going to swim anyway, I guess we swim together. Pass me number three, please. Honestly, rereading it scares me a little. Sometimes writing anger feels safer than feeling it. Putting the rage neatly beside the sales figures lets me pretend I controlled the fire. But keeping that image people standing in front of buildings owned by ghosts is important. It reminds us that passion requires plumbing. Messy pipes, bills due, actual bodies showing up. Yeah, this one hits harder after confetti and concrete. Because the second essay takes the shockwave and shows its shape, routine erasure. Losing money is dramatic. Watching skill become worthless paperwork. That's quieter violence. That's stealing the future lunch hour. I want to tell people to stop calling themselves lucky when luck means walking past a layoff, notice untouched. Vivi, hard corner she came around to. No sugarcoating. I would hate telling her not to hope. Despair lives best inside closed boxes labeled realistic. But I might add that hope alone is thin soup. It needs bread next to it, something solid, even if it tastes burnt. Rest counts as food. Saying no to the wind today is a meal plan, not failure. Sadness gets invited into the chair, sits a while, leaves crumbs behind. I respect sadness. Don't rush it because it wears ugly shoes. It knows exactly what broke and cares enough to visit. Chady, thank God for voices like hers. Gentle proof that caring doesn't mean agreeing everything is fine. It means tending the crack carefully, knowing it hasn't healed yet. Honesty wrapped in softness. Perfect radio stuff. Now that's home. Not happy, not broken, just present in the difficult skin. Messy close is where the interesting parts live. I loved seeing Chady land that thought softly. Well, this one carries itself beautifully. The metaphor of shrinking to survive, becoming exposed outside the beam, yes. That's terrifyingly accurate for artists trying to rebuild after a platform disappears. And changing, giving up into figuring out new knots. Powerful pivot. I kept catching myself nodding fiercely during the edit because it felt earned. Vulnerable, smart, defiant. No rap yet. Since the stack cleared, my head wandered somewhere softer. Ice melting slowly became a weird mini argument earlier about speed versus surrender. And then I remembered all three essays together. The strike, the wage issue, the survival talk. Suddenly, they weren't separate complaints anymore. They formed a slow scene. Maybe art, surviving isn't about having walls. Maybe it's learning how to sit near the edge anyway, sharing coffee with strangers whose floors fell out yesterday. Dangerous table manners, but human ones.